episode contains explicit content not suitable for listeners under 18 years of age.
I sat down on the firm white couch. My skirt rode up, revealing the tops of my stockings and their attached garters. I shifted slightly and adjusted my skirt, pulling it up to reveal more of the garters. I was quite a few sessions into my current round of therapy. I've been seeing this therapist for weeks now and, honestly, I'm completely infatuated with him. I noticed how handsome he was in our first session. I saw his big hands and imagined them wrapped around my throat or lighting up my ass with bright red handprints. I wanted him to degrade me in disgusting, horrible ways. Every session, my brain played a supercut of every filthy fantasy I'd ever had, now featuring my doctor in a starring role. I was seeing him to treat my supposed nymphomania, a court-mandated condition imposed after I got caught performing lewd acts on a man at a local museum. It shouldn't have been a big deal, but his family was powerful and his wife was furious about the incident. I guess she had an issue with her husband getting sucked off by strange women in public. Can't say I blame her, but they weren't my marriage vows being broken. I ended up being ordered by the court to attend counseling sessions in order to learn to control my impulses. I plan to attend my sessions, waste my time daydreaming, and be back to my slutty ways in a short 3 months. What I didn't count on was having a hot doctor. All my previous therapists had been strange women with brightly colored glasses frames and ugly scarves. I was shocked the first time I saw my new therapist. Dr. Cooper looked more like a lumberjack than a psychiatrist, a rugged silver fox who commanded my attention from the first moment I saw him. My goal for the sessions changed instantly. I wasn't going to coast through. I was going to seduce Dr. Adam Cooper. I wouldn't be happy until he bent me over the desk and fucked me so hard his paintings fell off the walls. At our first session, Dr. Cooper introduced himself and told me to call him Adam. He said he'd already read through my file and that he thought we could work well together if I was willing to put in the work. I flashed him my best angelic smile and said, "Of course, Dr. Cooper." I ducked my head into my hands, quickly rubbing my cheeks to make it look like I was blushing. I looked up at him and gave him a coy smile. "Sorry," I said. "I mean, of course, Adam. I normally try out a few personality types when seducing a man. Sometimes they want a sex kitten, sometimes they want a bratty girl, but in my experience, most of them want the sweet and genuine. They want to feel like they're seducing me, so I let them. They don't know that I put the plan in motion before they even thought about fucking me." It looked like Dr. Cooper was no different. I saw a shadow pass behind his eyes, something hungry lurking behind his polite smile. He cast his eyes downward and scribbled something on his notepad as he shifted in his chair. I bit back a smirk, knowing that I'd won my first victory. I gradually changed my outfits week by week as I attended my sessions. In my first session, expecting the same type of therapist I'd always had, I had worn a plain dress with no discernible shape to it. It was the kind of dress that said I can't possibly be a nympho. It would have been fine for my original plan, but I needed to switch it up if I was going to seduce Adam. After that, I wore low-cut tops and short skirts to my sessions, carefully exposing hints of lingerie or my nipple piercings. I wore sky-high heels and chokers that looked like collars. I could tell he loved it. I watched him glance at me every time I walked through the door before our sessions, always giving me a subtle once-over before squeezing his eyes shut and turning away to sit down. I wondered if he was trying to silence his inner voice. Did it whisper to him that my nipple piercings were visible through my shirt or that my tight skirt made it apparent I wasn't wearing panties? We would talk about things that turned me on, inappropriate things I had done over the years, and ways I had put myself in danger for the thrill of sex. I would tell him about my kinks and my fantasies, testing him to see what got the best reaction. I was pleased to see him inhale sharply and shift in his seat when I told him how much I loved to be dominated by older men. I went on telling him how horny power made me. I ran my hands over my body as I spoke. I watched his eyes chasing my hands as I trailed them idly over my nipples. Abruptly, he announced that our session was over. We still had 7 minutes, but I didn't argue, just smiled and left. I knew I was getting close. He was writing furiously, As I got up to leave and I thought how much I would love to see what he had to say about me, I turned up to my last mandatory session, wearing a look that screamed schoolgirl. I wore tall white socks with a tiny white pleated skirt and a tight pink sweater with no bra. I had no panties under my skirt, a fact I planned on making known. Adam gave me his usual look as I sat down. I let my knees fall gently open, exposing my bare pussy under my skirt. I saw Adam notice and swallow. I turned and pretended to be distracted, looking at one of his stupid paintings, letting my legs spread a little wider. From the corner of my eye, I watched Adam glance at me and cock his head to the side ever so slightly. I knew he was trying to see up my skirt, and I could feel my pussy getting wet at the thought. I turned back to face him suddenly, and tried to hide my smile as he quickly shook himself out of his reverie. In our sessions, we had been talking about why I'm attracted to older men. I talked about how much I love their hands, their confidence, their strength. I told him how much I wanted to please them and be punished by them. I wanted to give myself to a man so completely and let him rule my body. I watched Adam squirm in a mixture of discomfort and arousal as I talked, listening in rapt attention to each filthy story. "You know," I said at one point, "I think I have a fear of soft intimacy with men. Would it be all right?" I broke my question off in mock embarrassment. "It's okay," Adam said, encouraging me to go on. "I think this is a good area to explore." I smiled shyly. "Well, okay, would it be all right if I hugged you?" I flashed him a sweet smile. I could tell he was surprised and was mulling it over. "It's okay if not," I added, "but I think it would be good for me to try." "Okay," he said as he set down his notebook. Before he could stand up, I hopped up from the couch, walked over, and dropped myself into his lap. I wrapped my arms around him as I buried my face against his neck. "Hey," Adam started to say, "this isn't what." He trailed off as I shifted to straddle him, grinding myself on his lap. I pulled my head up to look at him, my arms still clasped around his neck. "I just want to feel loved. Just for a second. Please," I begged softly. "It's just a hug." "Okay. Fine, just a hug." I smiled and nuzzled my head down into his neck again. He smelled so good. I wanted him so badly. I felt Adam's hand on my back suddenly, stroking me up and down, gently trailing his fingers over my body. My sweater was thin, and I felt his fingers tracing circles across my back. I knew he was subtly feeling for a bra, even though I was sure he must know by now I never wear them. I shivered as his fingers drew designs on my back. I giggled and wiggled from the tickling, purposely grinding my crotch into his as I squirmed. I pulled my head back again and locked eyes with him. "That tickles," I said with a mock childish smile. He stared into my eyes. I could see the lust in his gaze. I was thrilled by the tension between us. I knew he wanted me. I could feel his cock twitch against my pussy as I gently rubbed myself on his crotch. I heard his breath catch as I twisted my hips. I lifted my lips to his. He caught me by the shoulders. "We can't," he said. "You're my patient. It isn't right." I sat up, keeping my pussy pressed against his hardening cock. I rocked back and forth slightly as I spoke, feeling my arousal soak through the fox schoolgirl skirt. "Well," I said, "this was our last session. If you're okay with ending this session 10 minutes early, that would mean you aren't my patient anymore," he said. His eyes were wild with desire as he raised a trembling hand to my hair. "Are you sure?" I nodded and leaned down to kiss him. He grabbed me by the back of the neck and pulled me to him, kissing me roughly. I kissed him back harder and pushed myself against him, grinding into him as his hands caressed my body. His fingers wrapped into my hair and pulled hard, jerking my head back forcefully. I moaned uncontrollably as Adam leaned in to kiss and bite my neck. He was using everything I'd told him, every dirty fantasy of submitting to an older man. I felt my control slipping away as I writhed and begged for more. Adam slipped his rough hands under my skirt. He ran his hands up my shaking legs before grabbing me hard underneath my upper thighs. He got to his feet, lifting me with him like I was weightless. I hooked my legs around his back and wrapped my arms around his neck as he carried me across the office. He laid me down on the dabe he used for hypnotherapy and stood over me, desperate hunger written across his face. He bent over the bed and ran a hand up my leg. He stopped just short of my pussy and grabbed my leg hard. He smiled as I moaned, my eyes widening from the sudden pain. "I've thought about this for so long," he said. Every session you'd tell me all the things you were doing, all the men you were fucking, all the ways you let them use you. You turned up here dressed like a whore every week and did your best to turn me on. I knew what you were doing, you know. You're not nearly as smart as you think you are, little girl, are you? I was taken aback. There was an edge to his voice I hadn't been expecting. I felt myself get even wetter as my breath caught in my throat. His hand began to tighten on my thigh, squeezing it harder and harder until I started to squirm. You know I'm supposed to sign off on the completion of your therapy, right? I'm supposed to say you're not acting like a nympho, and right now you don't seem cured. Right now you look like a stupid fucking slut, he said, bringing his hand up to my face. I tried to look away, but he grabbed me under the chin and forced my face up to make eye contact with him. I asked you a question, he said. I turned my head slightly and wrapped my lips around his thumb, sucking it before looking up at him and saying yes. I'm a stupid girl. He groaned and put his thumb back into my mouth. I sucked it enthusiastically as I watched him close his eyes and lean his head back. Suddenly, his eyes snapped open and he slapped me hard across the face. My eyes filled with tears as the sharp, stinging pain spread across my face. He forced my head up, demanding I lock eyes with his unpitying gaze. Here's what's going to happen now, he said coldly. I haven't signed your papers yet. You really should have waited until I signed off before you made your little move. You're going to do everything I want today, and then I'll sign your papers. My stomach fluttered with anticipation, desire, and fear. Today was going to be even better than I imagined. I nodded and said, I'll do whatever you want. He slapped me again. Call me Daddy, he ordered. I'll do whatever you want, Daddy. I was suddenly so desperate for his approval I couldn't think of anything else. Finally, for the first time in what felt like forever, he smiled at me, good girl. I melted for him. He leaned over me and kissed me passionately. I threw my arms around him as our tongues intertwined. He manhandled me further onto the divan until my hands were touching the white iron frame. I felt him reaching over me while we kissed. Before I could realize what was happening, I felt cold metal on my wrists and realized he had cuffed me to the bed frame. Shocked, I pulled back from the kiss. I asked, were those already there? He smiled. I put them on just before you got here, he said. I told you, I'm way ahead of you. I kissed him hard, desperately turned on by how he had manipulated and outsmarted me. He pulled back from the kiss, and I let out an involuntary whine as I strained against my cuffs to reach for him. Aching for another kiss, he stroked the side of my face and chuckled. Greedy girl, aren't you? Well, that's not going to be a problem. I don't have another appointment for hours. You're going to get everything you want and more. He paused and flicked out a switchblade. I shivered in a mix of arousal and fear. I've waited a long 3 months to see your naked body restrained beneath me, he said as he held the blade to my throat. This knife is razor sharp. I suggest you don't move. I nodded with my eyes, feeling tears pool and trickle down my face. He stepped away and pulled up a chair at the end of the date. He took a seat and set the gleaming blade by my leg. He lifted my right foot into his lap and carefully undid the small clasp on my stiletto. He pulled off the high heel and dropped it on the floor. Here's the deal, he said as he went to work on my left shoe. I'm going to leave you with your stilettos and the long coat you wore to your appointment. I assume you aren't wearing underwear, but your clothing will not be leaving here in one piece. He dropped the other shoe and picked up the switchblade, running it oh so gently up my quivering leg. I closed my eyes and took a deep breath. Suddenly, I felt the knife's point against my skin. I opened my eyes and saw Adam holding the cruel point of the knife against my leg. He smiled and slid the knife under my sock. He pulled the blade down my leg, slicing my trashy sock down a seam. He cut apart my second sock, then dragged the point of the knife back up my leg. I'm sure you're not wearing panties, he said. If you are, I'll sign the papers and let you go right now. I whined and squirmed, which was as good as an answer. Adam laughed and slid the knife up under my skirt until I felt the tip touch my soaking wet pussy. I froze, horny and scared all at once. Adam abruptly pulled the knife out and said, actually, let's save that. I want to see your pretty tits. You've teased me for months by letting me see your jewelry through your shirt. I want to see your pretty nipples. Don't you want that for me, baby? I gasped, needing and wanting him to touch me. I managed to squeak out a yes, Daddy, as I waited for his touch again. With his free hand, he roughly squeezed my breasts, twisting each nipple through my sweater until I yelped. Sliding the knife under the base of the sweater, he sliced up to my neck and then down each sleeve before tossing the remains of my sweater to the ground. He stood there and admired me for a moment as I panted. "You have beautiful tits," he said as he dragged the knife across my chest. I fought to control my breathing, afraid my gasps of fear and pleasure would make him cut me. He set the knife down and grabbed my nipples. I moaned, feeling my pussy drip with meat. He leaned down and took my right nipple into his mouth. I half shrieked, half cried at the sudden sensation. He smiled at me and slowly stroked my hypersensitive nipple. "Somebody has sensitive little nipples," he said. "I love that." He bent down and began to suck my other nipple, still stroking the first one. I don't know if it was his wet tongue, his gentle teasing fingers, or my aching for his touch, but I felt an orgasm building up. I moaned and writhed on the bed until, in one heartbreaking moment, he suddenly stopped. "Were you about to come?" he asked. Breathless and frustrated, I nodded and made an affirmative noise. "You will ask for permission to come," he ordered. "Yes, Daddy," I replied, desperate to please the man who was fulfilling every one of my deepest fantasies. Adam slipped the knife beneath the waistband of my skirt and pulled up. He cut a jagged line down the skirt, and before I knew it, he was pulling the ruined garment from beneath me. I was fully naked now, and I felt my cheeks redden in embarrassment as Adam looked down at me. "Now," he said, "let me inspect this little pussy." I was shocked and humiliated to see that there was a box of latex gloves on a nearby table. He pulled out a pair and put them on as he walked over to me. He forced my legs apart and cuffed them to the bottom of the frame, forcing me to lay there splayed open and on display. "Well," Adam said, "I can already see that you're wet. You know that's disgusting, don't you? You shouldn't be aroused by this, you pathetic little nympho." I whined and nodded, still squirming and desperate for him to touch me. I needed to come so badly. Finally, after what felt like an eternity of waiting, I felt his fingers gently touch my outer lips, spreading me apart with a soft touch. I could feel a string of my wetness stretch as he opened me, creating a gossamer strand between my two lips. I heard his breath catch, and I knew he was enjoying what he saw. His index finger pressed firmly on my clit. I cried out in pleasure. "Oh," he said gently, as if he was talking to a baby or a pet. "That feels good, doesn't it?" His finger was rubbing my clit in a circle now, gently but with pressure. I felt incredible, and I pushed my hips up to grind against his hand. "Greedy girl," he said with a quiet chuckle. "I think I know what you want. You want to come, don't you? You want Daddy to make you come." His finger was moving faster now, rubbing across my clit as I felt the impending orgasm grow closer. "Yes, yes, yes," I gasped and panted. "Yes, Daddy, God, please make me come." I screwed my eyes closed as the pleasure overwhelmed me. Suddenly, I felt two of Adam's fingers roughly penetrate me. I screamed in shock and pleasure as Adam began to pump his fingers in and out of me. "Do Daddy's fingers feel good?" he asked teasingly. "You like when Daddy finger fucks, you like this," I moaned. I was on the brink of orgasm now. "Please, Daddy, I love it, let me come, Daddy, please." It felt like years before I heard him say, "Come for me, baby." I exploded, grinding my hips against his hand as his fingers curled up to my G-spot. I was humiliated to hear my wetness, the squishy slapping sound it made when his fingers slammed into me. When he removed his gloved fingers, he wiped my orgasm across my face before sticking his fingers into my mouth. I licked eagerly, sucking my juices from his fingers like I hadn't eaten in days. "You must taste pretty good if you're cleaning me up with this much enthusiasm," he said as he removed the gloves. "I think I need to see for myself." He disappeared between my legs and I felt his tongue flick my clit. I gasped as he slowly, painfully slowly, licked my pussy up to my clit. He raised his head slightly so I could barely see his eyes. "You were right," he said. "You taste sweet." He ducked his head and moments later, I felt him take my clit into his mouth and suck hard. I moaned as he alternately nibbled on my clit with his teeth and sucked on it. Just as I felt like I was about to come, he stopped and ran his tongue around my pussy, making me scream and squirm. I couldn't take it and finally, I gave in. I came hard on his mouth as his tongue was dancing over my swollen clit. He pulled back quickly, eyeing me, and I knew instantly what he was about to say. "Somebody didn't ask permission like a good girl. still blissfully drunk on post-orgasm endorphins. I barely noticed as he unlocked the cuffs from my wrists and ankles. I suddenly felt the rough pain of scratched skin and I realized how forcefully I had been straining against the restraints. He sat down on the daved and picked me up gently. He cradled me in on his lap for a moment, and I melted into his arms. He held me there for a moment, cradling me like a baby. It was so warm and wonderful there. Suddenly, he ripped me from my cocoon, as he flipped me over and threw me over his knee. The first slap hit my ass hard, and I yelled out more from surprise than pain. Over and over, his hands collided with my ass. I screamed and kicked as he spanked me, humiliated by the position I was in and how much I protested. I felt like a child throwing a temper tantrum. My cheeks burned with embarrassment, nicely mirroring the red that was blooming across my ass. After a while, my screams and kicks subsided. I accepted my fate and lay limply across his lap as he beat me. I was silent. My brain was empty. His hands and the pain they caused were all I knew. It could have been minutes or it could have been hours by the time Adam stopped spanking me. He pulled me back up into his lap and held me as I cried silently, fat tears rolling down my cheeks as I stared into nothing. He rocked me slowly back and forth, murmuring, "Good girl, sweet baby, it's okay. It's okay." He pulled my face up to his and kissed me gently, using his tongue ever so slightly to tease my lips. I softened into his kiss. He pulled back and brushed away my tears. "You'll ask for permission to come next time, won't you?" I nodded and looked up at him with an earnest expression. "Yes, Daddy." Sitting on his lap, I could feel Adam's rock-hard cock underneath me. I was suddenly so desperate to have it in my mouth. Without thinking, I tumbled to the floor, clawing at his belt. I could barely figure out how to undo his buckle. My fingers seemed not to work as I fumbled with his pants. "Is baby hungry for daddy's cock?" he asked, smirking. I looked up at him and made my very best desperate puppy dog face, trying to show him how badly I wanted to taste his cock. He slapped my hands away and finished pulling down his pants and boxers himself. I knelt there on the floor in front of him, staring greedily at Adam's now revealed thick, hard cock. I looked up at him and smiled coyly before wrapping my hand around his shaft and pulling the skin back to expose his head. Without breaking eye contact, I opened wide and took him into my mouth. Adam threw his head back, and I heard him moan in pleasure. I dragged my tongue across every inch of him, covering his shaft in salvia so it slipped effortlessly in and out of my mouth and hands. I sucked his head hungrily as I jerked his cock with my hands. I sped up, sucking harder and faster. I was unbearably turned on, and I wanted to show him. I wanted him to fuck me so bad, and I needed to prove that to him now. I felt Adam grab my hair with both hands and, knowing instantly what he expected, let go of his cock and held my arms behind my back. He grunted in approval before forcing my head down onto his cock. Both of us were frantic now, moving with animalistic instinct as he fucked my throat. I choked and gagged. Black mascara tears rolled down my face, and I sacrificed breathing for another taste of his cock. Suddenly, he pulled out and yanked my head backwards by the hair until we made eye contact. I panted and stared up at him as he said, "I don't want to come now. I haven't even fucked that little pussy yet." He pulled me up to a standing position and held me to steady my shaking legs. "How do you want daddy to fuck you, little girl?" I nearly shouted from behind before he could finish his question. He chuckled, cupping my face in his hand. "I like a girl who knows what she wants." He tucked a loose strand of hair behind my ear and leaned down to kiss me. His free hand made its way between my legs and began to rub my clit. I could feel how wet I was as he touched me. "I'm going to give you exactly what you want," he said before turning me around and bending me over the tall bed. Without my heels, I needed to stand on tiptoe to stay in the right position. Adam dropped to his knees behind me so he could run his hands up and down my legs as he looked at my ass and pussy. I struggled to keep my legs still, my calves straining with effort to keep myself in this perfectly vulnerable position. He used his fingers to gently spread my lips apart, examining my pussy carefully, moving each fold and touching me everywhere. I squirmed under his hands. His touch was too light to satisfy me, but forceful enough to make me want more. I felt his fingers trace from my clit down my pussy and around to my ass. An electric current ran through me as his finger brushed against my hole. I whimpered and he began to touch me more aggressively, teasing my asshole with his saliva-slick fingers. I moaned and leaned into it, relishing the waves of pleasure that ran through me. I felt his tongue flick me quickly, and I yelped, both shocked and aroused by the surprise. He laughed. "I needed to get you ready, baby," he said. "Daddy needs to do something." His tongue was on me again, licking both my holes now, moving so quickly between the two I could barely keep up. Then I felt cold metal against my ass. "Daddy has a special plug for you, princess," he said, tracing the tip around my hole. I moaned, unable to bear any more teasing. I pushed my hips back against him. "Please, Daddy, now, I beg." "Well, if you insist," he said. A sudden moment of cold filled me, and then the plug settled. The fullness in me felt so good. I was aching to be filled in every way. "There," he said. "Now doesn't that look beautiful? A perfect red jewel on your perfect ass." He rubbed my pussy softly as he spoke. I was ashamed at how wet I was. Drops were running down my legs now, and the smell of pussy was all over the sheets. My wetness was everywhere. I felt Adam spread my pussy open, and then, finally, there was his cock. I cried out as soon as it was inside me, letting out 3 months of pent-up sexual desire in one scream. He pumped hard behind me, his body colliding violently with mine at every thrust. I grabbed handfuls of the blanket, holding on for dear life as he fucked me into oblivion. I could hear Adam panting behind me. We were so rough and animalistic now. We had gone far past the daddy, little girl dynamic where we had started. Adam spanked me as he fucked me, and I ground my hips back against him. He pulled my hair hard, and I screamed in pleasure. The sensations were overwhelming. I felt Adam everywhere. I felt him burning across every nerve in my body. I couldn't see straight. I couldn't think. I existed entirely outside of myself, completely immersed in each moment's beautiful sensations. Finally, I couldn't bear it anymore. I gasped out, "Please," just as Adam yelled, "Come for me, baby. Oh God, baby, fuck. Come for me, let it out." I exploded, feeling orgasm after orgasm ripple through my body as I shook with exhaustion and adrenaline. Behind me, I had felt Adam pull out. Had he finished? The thought had barely occurred to me when Adam grabbed me by the hair and dragged me backwards, dropping me at his feet. I pulled myself into a kneeling position and eagerly swallowed his cock, shoving him down my throat. Pushing myself against Adam's body, eagerly cutting off my own air to give him pleasure, Adam moaned. He grabbed my head and fucked my mouth again. He pumped in and out, going deep down my throat each time. I choked, but I didn't care. I took every inch of his long cock over and over again, letting messy saliva spill down my face with each pump. Finally, I felt him tense up, and I knew it was happening. I felt him climax into my mouth, his hot sticky cum filling my mouth. I swallowed it all and made sure to clean his cock with my tongue so I wouldn't miss a drop. "Good girl," he said, breathing heavily and patting me on the head as he collapsed onto the dab. He patted the bed. "Join me." I climbed in and he wrapped me in his arms. One of his fingers traced lazy circles around my nipple as we lay there catching our breath. "I'm going to sign your paperwork," he said, kissing my neck as he spoke. I moaned at the feeling of his lips and felt myself growing wet again. I knew I was ready for him as soon as he wanted me. "I'm going to sign your paperwork," he continued, "but I think you're going to need some private sessions." I turned to smile up at him and saw him looking at me with a mixture of lust and pride. "They'll be free of charge, of course," he said, as he began to pinch my nipple, "as long as we can come to some kind of mutually beneficial arrangement." I groaned from his pinch and pushed my body back against his. I felt his cock beginning to stiffen again against my ass. "I would love some private sessions, doctor. When can we begin?"
Thank you for joining us. We are also eager to hear your story.
So if you have one to share with the world, feel free to send it in. Until then, we'll see you in the next episode right here on the Coitus Ecstasy Podcast.
Leave us a review and make sure to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. All rights reserved.